Hello, and welcome to the Cultivate Podcast with our hosts, Jennifer Howes and Amy Bloy. Both the Howes and the Bloys planted churches over 20 years ago in Atlanta, Georgia, and have a desire to see other women in ministry encouraged, equipped, and connected. Today's episode is on comparison and how the enemy will use it against us and how to battle against it. Let's take a listen.
So one of my favorite topics these days is, and it's something that all the women are struggling with, is the whole comparison, like comparing themselves to each other. It's the kids, it's the worst. I have a 15-year-old daughter, and she sees everything on Instagram or Snapchat and what somebody has, what they're doing. I remember last year we were headed to go on vacation, and Jesse's like, well, we're just going to Yellowstone. My friend's going to Paris. I'm like, but Yellowstone's a trip of a lifetime. But definitely comparison is an epidemic, and it's very destructive. So what are your thoughts? What are some thoughts on comparison?
Oh, my gosh. You would think that if you're in ministry, you'd be immune to that, right? But we are not. It's just comparing churches and ministries and how busy people are, like who's doing the most and what they're wearing while they're...
how many followers they have.
Exactly. It's so unhealthy.
Yes. I remember a few years ago, I think it was January of 2020. Jonathan did a sermon and we basically had to give something up, kind of like Lent was his application. And so I decided to get off all social media, Facebook and Instagram, and just totally get off of it. And it was weird at first because I was so used to it, but then it was so relaxing. I didn't know what anybody was doing. I didn't care. And then it came, I think we were supposed to do it for 40 days, and then it came to the time to get back on. Well, that's when the whole pandemic had happened, and everyone was crazy, mask or no mask, and all this craziness, and I decided, you know what, I'm just staying off. Mm-hmm. I'm doing better not being on social media at all, and it was really healthy for me. Now I'm back on Instagram, and then on Facebook, it just posts automatically from my Instagram.
It
did help me to manage my mind better.
That's good.
To quit looking at social media for a while.
Yeah. I read this yesterday, and I don't know who said it for sure, but the quote was, comparison is a trap you set for yourself. And I really liked the way that sounded, because when we look at social media or compare ourselves, it's never like if you're comparing yourself to somebody, it doesn't turn out well for you. Most of us,
right.
Well, I guess some people could compare themselves and get really prideful and think they're amazing. But when I look at social media, I usually feel bad about myself.
Well, that's what I heard, that no one feels better after looking at social media.
Like, yeah, even if you do all these wonderful things and you compare yourself to other people and you think, I haven't done enough. Wow, she's doing all of these wonderful things.
I definitely think it's a tool of the devil. You know, like you've said before, he came to steal, kill, and destroy. And I think it's we're tempted with jealousy, or we're tempted to compare. And if we give away and we're enticed, it leads us down a spiral.
I agree.
And it can happen in any ways. People you love, a best friend, you can be tempted to be jealous or tempted to think that they're better than you are, or to compare yourself. And if you give into it, you're led down a path that's not going to lead to anything good.
Yeah, I agree.
I remember when our kids were younger, I fell into this trap a lot where I would compare my kids or our achievements to other people's kids. Or if my kids were better behaved, I would feel good about that. But if they were worse behaved, then I would feel bad about that. And always comparing or comparing my parenting opposed to someone else's. And it never ends up well.
Right. It's like we have to anchor ourselves in what Jesus says about us, not what other people right. say about us or what other people say about themselves, because I could be on an emotional little roller coaster thinking, oh, I'm really great. And then you compare yourself to somebody and you go, oh, man, I'm terrible. And ultimately, God says you're loved and you're amazing and he has a purpose for us and all these truths that we find hard to anchor ourselves in when we're just comparing ourselves to what other people are doing. And it's funny because in my mind, I can start thinking that these other women, and let's say women in ministry, because that's, you know, our audience and that's what we're talking about. I can look at women in ministry and think they're doing it all. They fly all over the place. They speak at all these things. They look amazing. Even their hair looks yeah. You know, they're using all the right skincare and they're dynamic and they love God and they're like their children. Oh, gosh, whose kids are doing this and that. And here's their vacations and their church is huge and all this stuff. But it's not real. Like social media is not real. It's the highlights, mostly of good things that people want us to see. But you can't do all of it. That's for sure. You can't yeah. bake all the things and make all the things and have a perfect house and read your Bible and love your husband big and be happy all the time and raise the perfect kids and homeschool and cook organic.
Nope.
You can't do it. So you stop can't. Comparing yourself to all the crazy lies
I remember
of people doing it all.
A couple years ago, I asked Jolyn about one of his high school friends and I said, how's so-and-so doing? They look so happy on Instagram. And he said, Mom, everybody looks happy on Instagram. Don't buy into that. One thing that I've really, it's like a game, not a game I play, but just I really challenge myself to when I'm tempted with jealousy that I choose, because we all get a feeling, okay? So you recognize that feeling, maybe you see something and you have a negative thought about that person, but it's really your own jealousy, you know?
Right.
So when I'm tempted with it, I have a check in my spirit and I choose to celebrate that person.
Yes.
Either
yes.
in my mind or publicly or send a text or whatever it is to celebrate them. It always works out better mm-hmm. when I celebrate.
I love that.
A competitor. We're not competing. We're all God's children.
Right, right.
There's nothing that you could do or I could do to make God love us more.
Right.
We are completely full in Christ. And so when we're really buying into Satan's lies and tricks when we decide to compare ourselves to someone else. And that makes me mad. When I think about it that way,
right.
I think, why would I fall pray to his scheme? I'm going to flip it and I'm going to choose to rejoice and to be thankful for that person and think about all the wonderful ways God is using that person.
I love that.
Instead of being jealous yeah. or comparing myself.
That's really good. I wrote down this verse that I love. It's Galatians 6:4, and it says, pay careful attention to your own work, for then you'll get the satisfaction of a job well done, and you won't need to compare yourself to anyone else. That's the New Living
Translation.
Love that. Isn't that good? Pay careful attention to your own work so you don't have to compare yourself. And I love that. Like, that's true right. from the Bible.
And if we think yourself. About all eternity, for all eternity we're in heaven. So the life on earth, at best we get, 80, 90 years here on earth? And then for all of eternity, we're going to be with Jesus. And so let's not make so much of an ordeal about these 80 or 90 years. Let's love God. Let's love people. Let's celebrate others. Let's take good care of our kids. Love people in our church. I remember I'm tempted also with a bad attitude on a regular basis. So I'm fiery. And so even yesterday, I got an email. I was having a meeting, and then I got an email from someone coming to the meeting that was pretty snarky. And I was so mad. And I was tempted to have this really bad attitude. And I actually did for a little while. But then I just said, you know what, God? We're all wired differently.
Yeah.
And so today when I go to that meeting, I'm going to choose to be patient and to love and to learn from this woman, because it was a planning meeting we were having, and just love it and not, you know, I was tempted with a bad attitude. I fell prey for a little bit, and then I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to fall prey to it. I'm giving it to you, God. I know what you've wired me to do, and I'm just going to – I think where I can fall short, I'm not good at details. I'm good at more big picture things. Mm-hmm. And so the details fall through the cracks. And so what had happened, she was basically calling me out for a detail I had missed. Uh-huh. And it made me mad. And uh-huh. then I decided, you know what? Instead of that, let's celebrate that God brings all right. different types of people. And there are people good at details.
Yes.
And humble myself instead of cop this dude, which I can do.
Yeah.
Pretty quickly.
So I remember Chip Judd, who has been our counselor okay. for a while. And he said something that I love. He says, know yourself, like yourself, be yourself. And like you're saying, I'm not a detail person.
I love that.
So like for those who are listening, like know what God's made you really good at, because you're really great at stuff. And it's okay not to be great at other things. And I love what you said, to celebrate people who are different from us, who are better. There's yeah. women who can fly all across the world and speak like 10 times a day or a week. Like, that's great. And I'm glad that God's using them. But I know myself, I couldn't do that. Because we were talking earlier, I was in tears on 285 coming here. And that's the truth. So you might see us with a microphone right now. And if you want to compare something, you don't know the whole truth, that I was crying before I got here because right. I thought I was late and I was in traffic. And I think when we look at certain women and we want to compare something that they do that's wonderful, we don't even know the backstory.
Right.
Sometimes the hurt or things that people really, really go through. And, well, I got this tattoo, you know, a couple years ago.
Right. I love
and
it.
I just thought about it sitting here. I want to be free from that because – like, even with you and with our friendship, if I compare myself to all the good things about you, then I will feel terrible about myself and I won't love you fully.
I know. And that's what you miss.
And that's what we would miss. That's what our friendship would miss if I'm thinking, Jennifer's this great high capacity person and I cried on 285. Like, that's okay because I celebrate that about you and I want to know, like, okay, what I'm good at and do that. Because that's what God's called us to do.
Well, even planning the Cultivate conference, you're so gifted at planning that conference. And then you allow me to come in and other women to come in alongside you.
We're a good team.
And compliment you.
We have like a team of women.
Yes.
And I think we are finding what all of our strengths are on that team.
I think it helps too when you're older. You have more life under your belt. I've had enough hard things happen where I've been humbled, which I hate that I've been humbled, but I'm so glad I've been humbled too. And it makes me freer to celebrate other people. Another yeah. thing that really bothers me but we're all tempted to do it is right. We have these celebrity pastors out there that are all over there. They have all these followers and people are so quick to criticize them. Well, they must be like this or they must be like that. But what I really try to do is say, God is using them to reach yes. lots of people. I mean, 10,000 people were saved last year. Let's rejoice in that.
Exactly.
And not have to criticize something we know nothing about just to make ourselves feel better.
Right. We're on the same team.
We
can celebrate all of us. We can yes. all celebrate what God's doing together and be a little part of that because it's really about him getting the glory anyway, right? If we get our eyes on ourselves and off of him, it's almost like a daily thing. Do you think?
Yep.
Just going, okay, I'm not going to compare myself. I'm going to believe what God says about me. And find everything that I need in Jesus, like that cup, like holding our cup out to other people yeah. to say, will you fill it? Will you fill it? Will you make me feel like I'm secure and significant? Please tell me how great I am and like all of my things on Instagram.
I also think some and this is a little off topic, but some relationships in your life are toxic. Mm-hmm. And if you're in a toxic friendship, you're caught up in something in your head and it's toxic, and you need permission to get out of that, mm-hmm. and to say, you know what, this isn't healthy. Mm-hmm. And one thing I learned about boundaries, I read When to Walk Away by Gary Thomas. And he basically said, if there's anyone in your life that's taking you off course from what God wants to do in your life, to you, that person is toxic. Hmm. So there's some people that you can't, like, cut out because they're family members.
You can limit your time with
certain people. But there are friendships, and I've had to walk away from relationships that were unhealthy, and which, if you're caught up in an unhealthy relationship, then you're going to be jealous. They're going to be jealous, or they're going to compare, or they're going to control who you're supposed to be. Mm-hmm. When really it's God. God is controlling who you're supposed to be, how he's mm-hmm. wired you. And if you have a friend that can't celebrate your success, then that might be toxic to you. It's not a real friend. So maybe you can have a healthy discussion with them about it, but there are sometimes when you have to walk away from friendships that aren't healthy. Mm-hmm. And that helps, that frees you up to be more who God's called you to be.
Yeah. I like those words, real and healthy.
Yeah.
I think we can glean real and healthy from Instagram and social media without taking all of it and like not having any filter at all. And we can take the real and the good from social media, but we have to know what God's called us to do. Right. And we have to be confident in his love for us, that he says we're amazing and we're enough because of Jesus. And you just have to soak in that.
Yep.
And you can't let your mind go over to comparison, or it'll just kill you. It's just awful.
I think sometimes we do those personality tests and we want to be what that person is, but that's not what God wired us to be. So I think knowing ourselves, loving ourselves, knowing we were made exactly with our personality, temperament, to do the work, Ephesians 2:10. Mm-hmm. We were created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which he prepared in advance for mm-hmm. us to do. And just embracing all who we are in Christ and be tunnel visioned. I'm going to do it for him and not worry. Easier said than done.
Yeah, for sure. That's a good word. I like it.
Thank you for joining us today on the Cultivate Podcast. Comparison steals our joy. It's a trap we set for ourselves. Satan's goal is to steal, kill, and destroy. And he uses social media to do that. Social media is just the highlights, that 1% of people's lives. Everyone seems happy on Instagram. The grass looks better on the other side. But a lot of the time, it's not. Instead of comparison, let's celebrate what God has given others and be grateful for what God has given us. There is nothing you can do to make God love you more than he already does. He already loves you abundantly and unconditionally. We hope that this episode leaves you feeling encouraged or inspired. Be sure to rate this podcast and share on social media, and we will see you on the next episode.